I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
What is up, San Diego? Welcome into Gwen and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr. Chris Ello returns, and Matt Scraby's here as well after the long-awaited week. Mr. Ello makes his return to Gwen and Chris. The show is no longer Gwen and Scraby. It is back to its original form of Gwen and Chris. Chris, welcome back, man. How was your vacay?
It was very nice. Obviously, leaving right in the middle of a pennant race wasn't easy, but I wanted to make sure I was back in time for the postseason, Tony. And the Padres make sure that they're going to be in that postseason, played some great ball here. And won 7 of the last 9 games and got the job done with some great pitching against the Cardinals and then finally exercised the demons in Colorado. So now you got one more demon to exercise. That's these yes. Dodgers. My goodness. It's I think they've lost 9 consecutive series to the Dodgers. That's hard to believe. And if they're ever going to win one, now would be the time. Because, if the Padres just nice and simple, Tony, take 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers, 2 out of 3 from the White Sox, 2 out of 3 from the Giants, there would be nothing that the Brewers could do. They would not be able to catch them. So Padres have it, obviously, in their own hands. And just to win 3 series and go to the postseason, and all will be not only forgiven, because it's been a crazy season, right? I mean, how many times have we been together where we've been, basically wondering where this whole thing was going? And, are they ever going to score a run again? And, the issues with Fernando and everything else, you go 5-4, you're going to still win 90 games this year. And you win one more than that, get to 91, you'll clinch a spot. So, it's going to be a pretty nice finish if they can get it done here.
Yeah, no, I think ultimately the Padres are right where I think, at least I thought they would be. Did I anticipate, the Phillies being as good as they were? No, I didn't. But they're right. The Padres are right where I think I saw them being at the beginning of the season, and they got a chance to finish strong. Listen, the interesting thing is with the Dodgers, right, is they're going to have at least six days off, right, between last game of the regular season and postseason. So I would think that with the remaining however many games they have scheduled, they're going to play that pretty tough, because otherwise it's going to be even longer for some guys, right? So I would think that you're going to get – you may not have everybody in the lab. You may. I would anticipate you get the lineup as normal. Anderson's on the bump today, who has been stellar for them all season. So Padres certainly will have their work cut out for them, but I also think they're in a different place for this ball club. And you know what? I think sometimes, as it pertains to the Padres, they need to be faced with this kind of I don't want to say competition, but
challenge.
I think it's challenge. Yes, I thought they answered the call against the Cardinals, in a time where it was a little more wobbly than it is right now, right? And so,
yeah, that lead was down to 2 games, and I know it's only 3 right now, but That tiebreaker makes a big difference.
It makes a huge difference.
It's funny because you played the whole season and nobody really even thought about the tiebreaker, right? Nobody even mentioned it until about the last week and a half or so. Then all of a sudden people are like, what happens if these teams tie? And baseball said, oh, well, we go back to the regular season, and you go back, well, wow, how did the Padres do against the Brewers? Oh, wait, they won the series. That's good.
Right.
They have the tiebreaker. You didn't even know it at the time.
That's been done since, what, July?
Yeah.
We've known that since July, but because everybody is so accustomed to game 163, I just think it kind of went over everybody's head. Now, all of a sudden, oh, man, we did win that series against the Brewers. And you think back to yourself, man, all we had to do was just win one more game against Philly at home. We'd have that that tiebreaker as well. So,
yeah,
you know, it's how it goes. Padres are again, they've controlled their home destiny for a while now. And I think, as you said, 7 of their last 9, they've started to look offensively like the team many of us expected them to be, really once they got Juan Soto.
Yeah,
and Josh Bell.
Putting up a lot more crooked numbers. Putting up a lot of crooked numbers and putting up a lot of goose eggs on the other side. I mean, when you get shutouts in 3 out of 4 games there against Arizona St. Louis, I mean, that starting pitching's done a fantastic job. And they got it done in Colorado, you know, where they've just been abysmal this year. I mean, when they lost the first game to the Rockies, that made them 1-7 at Colorado this year. I mean, that's got to be hanging over your head going into the last 2 games of that series, which are must games. And, you know, once again, Yu Darvish saves the day, turns everything around. I don't know how many times this year the Padres have needed a win, and Darvish has been on the mound and has pitched spectacular. And, you know, he did it again on Saturday. And then Sunday, Manny took over. And, you know, all of a sudden, Manny's back in the MVP conversation. I mean, Goldschmidt has had a very, very, you know, pedestrian month of September. And Manny's gone absolutely crazy, carrying this team, 31 home runs, 100 RBIs. He's been doing it all year. We know that. But I think he's kind of got the attention of everybody. The MVP race might be a little bit up for grabs again. Freddie Freeman's trying to get into the picture, too, leading the league in hitting for the Dodgers. So might not be as much of a done deal as it seemed like a couple of weeks ago.
And, again, baseball is one of those sports, right? And it partly is Paul Goldschmidt's own doing, right, is that he was ahead of everybody by so much.
Yeah.
You just kind of all packed it in. You know, like, all right, well, you know, we assumed that his September would just look like his August and his July and his June and his May, right? Like, you just assume that, but the reality is it hasn't. He's had a rough September, and guys like Manny Machado, I think it also helps that the Cardinals have pretty much sealed their fate. They're in, right? So their games haven't necessarily been at the forefront of everybody's minds and writers' minds, more importantly. However, the Padres have been, you know, going back to, what, 3-4 weeks, they've been teetering in this spot for quite some time. They've fallen as low as the 3rd spot. They've fallen out. They've gotten back in. So the eyeballs have been on, and, you know, it's helped that the Padres have had a few national TV games in that time frame as well. And so, you know, as I often say, it's narrative. Scraby and I talked about this yesterday. A lot of times MVPs have a lot to do with whatever narrative is out there right now. And right now the Padres are pushing. Manny is playing at a very high level. Goldschmidt has had a tough September. It's all opened the door for this new conversation to be bubbling up about not just Manny, but all of the other contestants in it as well.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it turns out, but I don't think it's on the mind of Manny Machado right now. I think
No.
But the only thing on his mind is finding a way to make sure they close this deal. You know, I mean, 3 games with 9 to play, and I'm not trying to, you know, go into a concerned mode here, but a lot stranger things than that have happened in the history of baseball. I mean, a 3-game lead with 9 to play, it doesn't cement anything. You've got to go out there. You've got to get the job done and take your 2 out of 3 over the Dodgers, which is something you haven't done in 2 years. You got to take 2 out of 3 over a stumbling White Sox team. And then, you know, the Giants are going to battle you right at the end. It's the Giants. They're going to be a pain in the butt next week in the final series. So, you know, you don't want to worry about what Milwaukee's doing, because Milwaukee's got 2 games with St. Louis, and then they finish with 4 against Miami and 3 against Arizona, bottom teams. So Milwaukee could finish, you know, 2, and I just want to make sure the Padres take care of their thing, keep the Brewers out, shut them out.
Yeah, no, it's certainly, if Padres play good baseball like they have been,
they'll be fine. Yeah.
They'll be fine. That was the difference in Colorado, right? Even though they lost the first game, they played a clean game. They took extra innings for Colorado to win that game, right? Then they came out, they played a clean game on Saturday, played a clean game yesterday. They've been playing clean baseball. And so when they do that, they're a tough team. And they get their other ingredients in terms of pitching. I mean, that is going to have them in every ball game, regardless. And that is what we've seen from them late. The offense has just been kind of clicking. So it's worked.
Blake Snell is pitching so well right now. I mean, he seems like hasn't Blake Snell done a perfect job of ramping up toward the postseason?
Yep.
I mean, you talk about a guy that has run a marathon. I mean, he ran the first 4 or 5 miles at about a 10-minute mile pace. And then he picked it up to about an 8 or 7 or 8 minute pace. Now he's running about a 4 minute mile. I mean, he's just sprinting to the finish and just doing fantastic things. I'd love to see him shut down the Dodgers tonight. I'd love to see him shut down the Dodgers tonight for a couple of reasons. A, because the Padres need the game. But B, because you can't tell me if you're a Dodger that Blake Snell isn't always going to be in the back of your mind.
Going back to
game six of that World Series, they know Blake Snell is a guy that can shut them down and has on the highest stage. So if he does it again tonight, that's a nice little ace in the hole for the Padres to have should they meet the Dodgers in a playoff series. Blake Snell. So let's see him continue to get the job done.
You've said it perfectly. He's ramped up for postseason perfectly, right? And you could make a very strong argument that he could be your number two starter going into a playoff series.
I think he should be.
That's how well he's pitched in the second half of the season. And it would be a nice feather in the cap to go out here against this Dodger team and absolutely, you know, do what Blake Snell's capable of doing, which is throwing up a ton of zeros and keeping them off the board.
Yeah, throw strikes and he'll be successful. But, you know, this is big. I mean, they got to find a way. They did it against Colorado. They got to do it against the Dodgers. I'm amazed. I mean, really. I mean, 9 consecutive series. They've lost 21 of the last 25 games. The Dodgers might be better than the Padres. They're not that much better than the Padres. So it's time for water to find its level a little bit and for the Padres to slide in and get a series from this club and get to their final destiny, which is a postseason spot.
All right, let's get to break on our show today. We're with you till 5:30. Jerry Harrison Jr. will join us to talk a little bit of Dodger baseball. Taylor Rapp, safety for the Rams, will come on the show. It'll be in the 3 o'clock hour. We have a Daily Gambit. Chris versus the Fan. And, yes, you guys won't get off the hook this easy because Chris is back to regulate on Chris versus the Fan.
Hey, you did a great job yesterday.
Yesterday I had a good day. Yeah. Yesterday I did have a strong
show. Were you the trivia guy yesterday?
He was. And
I
you
was
know what we did?
Guy.
Because you're an expert on random sports trivia that no one absolutely needs to know, I put
see, it. Chris, you see how he took that little shot right there? Like he just tried to sneak that in there, man.
But I gave Tony.
I'll be so honest with you. A week of not having to have stuff fired at me like that was the highlight of the vacation.
I kept telling Tony how great it was, how much better I feel. No, I'm just kidding. But I made the trivia all 2022 Padres related trivia because Tony is an expert on the 2022 Padres. So. Yeah. He did really well yesterday. We ran out of questions. That's how well he did.
I dominated. I'm not going to lie.
He did. He did.
That's good. It was a good showing. All right, more Gwen and Chris on the way.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Padres back in front, 6-3.
And why are we listening to that home run by Jake Cronenworth? Came in Milwaukee on June the 5th. Reason we're playing that? Because that home run not only gave the Padres a 10-inning victory over the Milwaukee Brewers on that Sunday afternoon, but that gave the Padres the season series over the Milwaukee Brewers. 4-3 during the regular season, and of course that's why the Padres have the tiebreaker heading down the stretch of this season. Unbelievable, something that happened in the early June, Tony Gwynn Jr., being a real big deal now as we head down the stretch. Because I'll tell you one thing, a 3-game lead with the tiebreaker is a whole lot better than a 3-game lead without the tiebreaker.
Yeah, because it's virtually 4 games.
Yeah.
Now. So
that's right.
The Padres are as comfortable position as they've been in terms of this wild card in quite some time. And you know what's different from this year to last year is that it went from, you know, that lead depleting and then being gone to what you've seen is a team that's fought for it, right? Like, they've lost some ground, they get it back. They lose a few games, they get that back plus one. We've seen that really from this ball club all year, and that's one of the biggest differences from last year to this year, aside from the health, right, which is a major factor, is when things have gotten or seemed dark at times, they've always fought back to kind of brighten things up. Well, and I think that's something that will serve them well, that when they get into postseason.
One thing that's interesting is the Padres are right now 17 games over 500, Tony. That is their high water mark for the season. 17 games over 500. They were 45-28 on June the 24th. After that, they had about a 2.5-3 month stretch where they played 5 games under 500 baseball, but they've rectified that by winning 7 of the last 9. So in getting to 17 games over 500, they are right now at the high water mark. And we've talked about this all year. You want to be playing your best going into the postseason. Now, we're kind of jumping the gun here a little bit by saying the Padres are in the postseason. They're not. They still got work to do. But in order to get to the postseason, they're going to have to continue playing well, which means if they get to the playoffs, they're going to be going in on a good run. And that's what you wanted to be going in on, is 100%. A good run. And, you know, back to 17 games over 500. They haven't been there since late June, and now it's late September. So it's been 3 months since they've been sitting in this perch, and it's a good time to be sitting there.
Yeah, no, it 100% is a great time to be sitting there. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, the only other better time is when the season ends, there's no more games, and you're still sitting there. But the Padres, they're in a good spot. They are, regardless of who they're playing these next nine games, they control their destiny.
And yes, they do.
And in any playoff scenario, that is the perch, as you said, that you want to be in, is to be able to control whatever your outcome is, as opposed to having to need help from teams, which, you know, you don't get to control nothing, which is the opposite.
Yeah, there's one other thing, too, here. The Padres have the 3-game lead on Milwaukee, and that's a team you're kind of watching right now. But there's another little feather here that that has, you know, caught my attention, and that is the fact that the Philadelphia Phillies have 10 games remaining. All 10 of them are on the road. So they've got, you know, quite a bit of work to do. They're only a game and a half behind the Padres right now and only a game and a half ahead of the Brewers. But the Phillies play 3 at Wrigley Field. They play 4 in Washington against the Nats. And then they finish with 3 games against the Astros in Houston.
Ooh.
And before you say, well, the Astros will be resting everybody, let's go back to what you just said about the Dodgers. The Astros are in a situation where they're going to get a bye in the first round of the playoffs.
That's right.
So they cannot afford to be resting anybody that final series. They're going to have to try to keep those guys as sharp as they can. And the way it stands right now, Justin Verlander, Lance McCullers Jr. are all both expected to pitch in that final series. So
that's a tough one. I didn't even realize. So Philly finishes with the Astros, and that's going to be the interesting over really the next 10, 20 years, how these number one seeds approach it, right? Because I think it logically, at least in my mind, you want to play your schedule out full go because you're going to have – that time off, and you want to have played intense baseball as much as you can before you have basically a week off to chill and watch, you know, baseball. I'm sure you won't just be watching, but you're not going to be able to create that game environment until you play that divisional game.
Yeah.
And so it'll be interesting to see how the Dodgers do it this final nine. It'll be interesting to see how the Astros do it because they certainly have run away with that number one seed as well. But you're right. The Padres, for as tough as their schedule could be down the stretch, there's no slide. I mean, Philly having to finish with Houston, regardless of them going to Chicago, and they're all on the road. By the way, they're 13 games above 500 at home. They're one game above 500 on the road.
Yeah, so they're going to really be tested.
Right.
Yeah, Phillies are in the toughest spot of all right now.
I think the other interesting piece of this is what happens with the Mets and at Braves. Because as much as we're talking about Padres heading to Atlanta, they could very well head to New York if Atlanta ends up winning that division.
Right.
So the options really are Atlanta, St. Louis, New York. Those seem to be the answers, or at least the options at this point.
Yeah, if you get in, you're going to one of those three places. The question is, and I know that you don't like to do this, but I do because I'm a fan. You know, the second round series is going to be the one that's kind of catching my attention a little bit, because if the Padres end up in the 5 seed, then the Dodgers would be their opponent in the second series. If they end up with a 6 seed and go to St. Louis first, they're lucky enough to get past that, they'd be going to either the Mets or the Braves. So it's still confusing, but in order to avoid the Dodgers for as long as possible, the Padres would need to finish in the 6th seed. And I know the Padres don't want to hear anything about that because they can't control where they finish. They just got to win as many games as possible and let the standings dictate where they end up. So
yeah,
I get that, but as a fan, it's something in the back of my mind. So we'll see how it all turns out. But you're right about this Braves and Mets thing. One game separates these two teams.
They play not this series. They play the next
weekend.
Series.
This weekend.
Yes, this weekend. That's right.
Yes, they'll be in Atlanta, 3-game series.
Now, Jesse brought this up when he walked in. You know, that storm, that could have an impact on that series. And it maybe, you know, having to be moved. Because that storm is just kind of hovering. It'll be hovering in that area for the rest of the week.
Not only does Atlanta play the Mets this weekend, but their final 3 games next week are scheduled at Miami.
And they're in Miami.
The storm is not going anywhere. Yeah. So Atlanta could be in some
Mother Nature is going to have its say in postseason play as well. It wants to get in on the
Mother
on the
Nature
whole.
Wants to get in on the fun. Yeah.
It wants to get in on it.
So we'll see how that turns out. But right now, Padres just have to be concerned about themselves, and that's a good thing. Blake Snell starts tonight for the Padres. Tyler Anderson starts for the Dodgers. We'll have the pregame show getting underway at 5:30 this afternoon.
Chris,
first
I want you to
schedule for 6:40.
I want to get your take on this. Me and Scraby talked about this a little bit yesterday. And it's an outside-the-box type of deal. But Ha-Sung Kim for Gold Glove at shortstop. I mean,
it's okay with me.
I know Dansby Swanson comes to mind. I don't know why I was having a hard time coming up with other shortstops that I consider better.
Ozzie Smith isn't playing this year, so he's out.
Yeah, Ozzie's not available for that.
I don't know. Trey Turner. I don't really watch defense that much, you know. So I leave the Gold Glove selections to guys that supposedly have a little more knowledge than I do. I mean, I play fantasy baseball just like everybody else, and so there's no defensive statistics. Just looking at numbers. It's hard to know, but I'll say Ha-Sung Kim has been remarkably good for the Padres this year. And I mean, you know what? The money they spent on Ha-Sung Kim, you could have said, well, what in the world? They overspent, and, you know, A.J.
We did say that last year.
Last year. That's all we said.
We definitely said that last year.
But that was an insurance policy that has paid off this year.
It has.
Right?
It has.
I mean, where would the Padres be without that good of a starting shortstop, having to mix and match at shortstop for an entire season for Fernando? It was one thing to have to mix and match for in the first 2 months, maybe even through the All-Star break. But when it became apparent you're going to have your shortstop for the whole season, Ha-Sung Kim's been incredible. And there's no way they'd be here without him.
Zero. At some points of the season, Ha-Sung Kim was the second best hitter on the ball club at different points of the season.
Yeah,
like
I'd agree.
He's been that valuable overall. I mean, defensively, there just isn't – I mean, we've known he could play defense, but – there's always a doubt because he wasn't doing it like every day, but man, he's everywhere. He's everywhere, and he's not doing it like remarkably fast. You know what I'm saying? Like he just is in the right spot all the time.
He's been, if not more, solid than Fernando was at shortstop defensively.
Oh, he's been more.
He has seven errors on the year, which is not very many.
That's an incredibly low number for a shortstop.
And he's
I don't think we could argue
fielding.
Yeah, I don't think that's even an argument anymore. He's been the best shortstop defensively since we had.
I'll give Ha-Sung Kim the Gold Glove as long as Manny wins it at third base, and I know that that's always a tough assignment.
At least we have a great topic all off season for us to talk about what's going to happen when Fernando gets back, because Ha-Sung Kim probably can't go anywhere off.
Yeah, Fernando's going to the bench.
Going to the bench, Chris.
Well, then why is it such a great topic?
Because it's something that we will talk about for.
I am
all
so happy you're back, Chris. I am so happy.
I call him on all the dumb things that he says.
That's not a dumb thing, because I know that we're going to be talking about it. I know it for a fact.
How can you talk about where Fernando Tatis Jr. should be when he's back ready to go next year and his suspension's over?
How can we talk about that? It's easy. What do you think? Do you think he's going to play center field? Do you think he's going to play – he's going to DH?
Oh, he's gonna DH.
Well, you guys are just talking about how bad his defense is, and then
no, that's not.
I
nobody
know.
Said,
I
that's
know.
Not. See, there you go.
I knew that was
fibs.
Going to bother. I knew that was going.
Well, because we didn't say that. That's
see,
why.
Tony and I had a nice peaceful show the last couple days, and then Chris shows up, and we're back to battling.
I'm not even talking right now. You're the one talking with Tony.
Okay.
He's trying to take a deep breath right now. All right. I just want everybody to know what a hater this guy is.
He's a hater.
I'm not a hater.
Can I tell everybody what a hater he is? Can
Please.
I tell everybody?
No, no.
The minute that the Dolphins game was over on Sunday, did Scraby send out a note of congratulations to me? No.
Why would I?
Did Scraby? Well, just say, hey, you should feel happy that your team won a big game. What Scraby sent out instead was, God, now I'm going to have to hear about it from Chris all week about the Dolphins beating Buffalo.
This is true. This
That's
is true.
All he sent out that was something to try. And, it, and I'm telling you, that tweet appeared on my phone less than a minute after the final gun went off.
It's true. I remember
all
sending
he
this.
Cared about was the fact that because the Dolphins won, his life was going to somehow not be as enjoyable.
Well,
he was
right.
Also thinking about how his quarterback stepped out of bounds as well.
He sacked
so
himself
he
for
probably
a safety.
thought he was going to get a lot more crap about that, too. So.
Yeah, well,
I was
he ready. Will. It's still early in the week.
Still early in the week.
All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, Jerry Harrison Jr. from Spectrum Sportsnet talks about the amazing Dodgers as they come into town to meet the Padres. We'll get his take, the latest on the Blue Crew. A little bit later on, Taylor Rapp, starting safety for the Super Bowl champion Rams, is going to be on the show today, and all of our regular stuff. So sit back, enjoy Gwen and Chris until 5:30 on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris, and joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline is my guy Jerry Harrison Jr., Spectrum Sportsnet. Padres taking on the Dodgers, a three-game set. Tyler Anderson, Blake Snell going head-to-head tonight. And Jerry, it's been a little bit. First of all, man, thanks for coming on. This Dodger team has everything wrapped up. They've won the division. They've clinched the first seed in the National League. My question for you is they're going to be experiencing something never before with this new playoff format, right? There's going to be 6 days in between the last day of the season and when they play their next game. How do you think that's going to go, not just with the Dodgers, but for all of the byes?
Yeah, it's definitely uncharted territory. As you know, Tony, I mean, 6 days is an eternity for baseball players. It's not football. You know, I always thought that the All-Star break was a little bit too long once you get, you know, 4 days off. But, yeah, 6 days is definitely uncharted territory. There probably might be some rust involved. You know, guys that have been used to playing every day, like Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, guys are used to having those reps every single day. It's going to be different. But, you know, make no mistake about it, you still got to play good baseball. You have to find a way, if your manager Dave Roberts, to have some type of competition, maybe a whites versus gray simulated games, have some type of competition just to keep those competitive juices flowing. I offered my services, Tony. Nomar
sure
and I offered
did.
Our services to go in there and be a part of that white-gray game if they go do that. Maybe get some at-bats against Kirsch and maybe keep it light, keep it fun. But you have to figure out a way to stay competitive in those 6 days because you do not want rust to set in.
Jerry, the Dodgers are where they are, and I think everybody kind of says now we expected the Dodgers to be where they are. But if you go through the season and the injuries they had to the starting pitching staff and the fact that guys like Muncy and Bellinger and, you know, others really haven't hit their stride at all this season, how remarkable really is it that this team is where it is? I mean, it's not like this has been a perfect season for the Dodgers, except in the win-loss department.
Well, I mean, the Dodgers have tremendous leadership. You're right. This team has been hit by injuries. We lost Walker Buehler for the season. Clayton Kershaw has missed a lot of the season. Tony Gonsolin, hopefully he's on his way back. You know, he's missed parts of the season. We just got Dustin May back, and he's back on the IL. That just speaks volumes to their leadership, their depth. But their coaching staff, Mark Pryor has done an incredible job. He doesn't get enough due. Every time, you know, the starters go out, whoever takes the ball, they have an incredible game plan. They're able to execute. And guys have stepped up, you know, in the rotation, in the bullpen. You know, we still don't know who our closer is. It's amazing. This team has won, 106 games, and we don't know who our closer is. You know, so, I mean, it just goes to show, you know, they've played really good baseball together. Yes, there's been a couple guys that have had some down years as well. But all in all, they play together. They love playing with each other. And they have a tremendous amount of talent. And they don't take every day for granted. And you know what it does help? I'm going to be honest. There's some teams out there that are tanking. You know, I mean, let's call a spade a spade. You know, this is not, you know, 15, 20 years ago where everybody's at least trying to win, you know, for the most part. there are some teams out there not spending money and they're basically tanking, but that's not the Dodgers' fault. You know, the San Diego Padres aren't like that at all. They spend money. They're trying to win. It's not their fault that, you know, they're having a successful season, have a chance to play in the postseason. You know, there are some teams out there that are tanking, but all in all, the Dodgers have performed at an incredibly high level.
Jerry Harrison joined us here on a Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. And Jerry, one of the things that the Dodgers did during the offseason is they brought in Freddie Freeman. And after getting through that Atlanta series where it seemed like he was finally able to kind of turn the page on it, he's been a dynamite offensive player. What case are you making for him to be the MVP this year?
Well, he's the best hitter in the National League. I mean, he's leading the league in hitting. Incredible with runners in scoring position. We just talked about this team, you know, winning 106, has a chance to win 110, 12, 13 games this season. For him to hit in the middle of the lineup and be a huge part of that, you lead a team to 110, 112 wins, you should be the MVP. Again, his numbers of earnings score position is second to none. He knows how to drive in runs. He's great defensively. And you know what? Having watched him play every single day, I couldn't believe how great of a base runner he is. You know, going first to third, scoring on, from first in the ball in the gap, very aggressive base runner. So without question, I know Paul Goldschmidt, if you would have told me a month ago who would my vote would be, I would have probably said Paul Goldschmidt. But Paul Goldschmidt's really having a rough September, you know, and September to me matters. You know, who's performing in September toward the playoffs, and Freddie Freeman is at the top of the list, so he would be my MVP. And you're right, Tony, ever since he went to Atlanta and finally got a chance to say goodbye, because he never had a chance to do that, had some closure to that fan base, he has been red hot. He is fit right into this Dodger clubhouse and Dodger team.
Jerry Hairston Jr. is with us talking some Dodgers as they come in for a three-game series against the Padres here coming down the stretch. Would it be accurate to say that Will Smith is the number one unsung Dodger hero? Or is that just somebody that's not in L.A.? Because I always feel like when people talk about the success of the Dodgers, they start with Betts and Freeman and Turner. They talk about Justin Turner, Muncy and Bellinger, and the pitching staff. Will Smith is right in the middle of the lineup every single night, and he handles the pitching staff. Let's not forget about that. To me, he's overlooked. And I don't know if I want to put him in the superstar category, but he should at least be approaching that, Jerry.
That is a great point. You know, the last few years, whether it's Cody Bellinger or Max Muncy, and even Justin Turner, and Justin Turner's having a great second half, those guys have been relied upon to be in that four spot. And for the first, you know, two or three months, we had a tough go of it in that four spot. You know, one, two, and three were locked up with Mookie, Trey, and Freddie. But Freddie needed some protection, and Will Smith stepped up in a huge way. He's provided that stability in that four spot, driving in runs, getting key hits. And by the way, you mentioned as well, he runs that pitching staff. He's done an incredible job gaining the trust of those starting pitchers as well, the relief pitchers. So he is that unsung hero. And it was a crime that he wasn't on the All-Star team, by the way. Ridiculous. I call him – he's America's catcher now, Captain America – because he was voted in as a catcher for Team USA next year for the World Baseball Classic. So he's starting to get his just due, rightfully so. And he's not even in his prime yet. You know, he's a guy that continues to get better, wants to get better, and he is fun to watch. And he's definitely solidified that four spot. So it's not just the big three. We call it the core four now. Yankees had their core four, and now the Dodgers have their core four at the top of the order.
Jerry Harrison Jr. joins us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. And Jerry, from a pro's perspective, right, a former guy, a guy who's played this game, when you've watched this Padre-Dodger matchup in 2022, why is it that the Dodgers have dominated to this point?
You know, both teams have talent, no question about it. I just think the Dodgers have gelled better. They know how to play with each other. They know how to feed off each other. I think the Padres are still trying to find their footing in that regard. I know they had a pretty good series up in Colorado, and they're still trying to find their way. But without question, they have the talent. They have the starting pitching.
Yeah.
They got enough firepower in their offense, defensively, especially at shortstop and at third base, is as good as anybody. You know, that Manny Machado is pretty decent. He's fun to watch. but I think that overall, I think the Dodgers just play better together. And I think Padre fans would agree with that. You know, for whatever reason, you know, Juan Soto, who is an incredible talent, just hasn't found his way yet in San Diego. I think he will, though.
Jerry, I mean, having played so many years and been around this game, now the Dodgers have beaten the Padres 21 of the last 25 meetings going back to last year, 12-4 this season. Let's say these teams meet in a playoff series, and it very well could happen. Does that factor in any favor for the Dodgers, or will, as players, that mean absolutely nothing once a series in a postseason begins?
Well, I mean, at the in back of their mind, you know, as Dodgers, you realize, hey, we play our game, then we should come out on top. And it will be on the back of the Padres' mind. But make no mistake about it, man, postseason is different than the regular season. I don't care what team you have, what player you are. You know, there are guys that run away from at-bats, run away from matchups in the postseason because everybody was watching. You know, and it's just a different ballgame, a different beast. But that being said, you know, the Dodgers have done an incredible job. They faced the Padres before in the past, you know, in recent history. I think it was 2020 in the postseason, and we're able to get by them. But, you know, once the postseason starts, it's a new series, a new challenge. The Dodgers know that. They respect that. And trust me, it's been said at the Dodger clubhouse, they don't care how many games they win, whether it's 107, 110, 112. You have zero wins once the postseason starts. It's all about championships. And Tony, you know, being a Laker fan, L.A., man, you have to win. You have to win championships.
Yeah.
There's no other way. No excuses. You know, and that's the feeling in that Dodger clubhouse.
Certainly will be fun. These next three games between the Pods and Dodgers should have some playoff feel to it, even if the Dodgers have already clinched and found their way into the postseason. Jerry, as always, thank you for coming on, man. We'll catch up again later.
You call me Scott one more time, brother. I'm going to come up.
Sorry, Jerry. Have a good one, brother.
You guys take care.
That was Jerry Harrison Jr., not Scott, Jerry Harrison Jr., on the Spectrum Sport, from Spectrum Sportsnet on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Always nice to catch up with Jerry. A little preview of this Padre-Dodgers
matchup.
It would
be nicer to catch up with him when we were, like, ahead of the Dodgers in the standings one time. You know, we've been catching up with him for 4 years now. And every time we catch up with him, he's got the advantage over us. It's you know, we have to kind of play second fiddle to Jerry. But hopefully the Padres can, you know, like I said, get into this postseason, do something about that this year, and get the edge on those guys. Because, man, the Dodgers have had their number for so long. Jerry,
yeah, no.
I mean, he's very nice about it, but he does come off very confidently when we're talking to him.
Well, first of all, I, regardless of whether he was working for the Dodgers or, I don't know, the Rockies, he just always has that air of confidence.
Exudes confidence.
But it definitely has taken on a life of its own as a Dodger broadcaster, and, you know, rightfully so, I guess. But that's Jerry in a nutshell. Currently watching a few Padres get some early BP in out here. Looks like Cronenworth, Josh Bell. Who else I see down there? Azokar, Capisano.
Azokar continues to do a pretty good job. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, while I was away, was he still getting the bulk of the time in center field?
Yeah, he's cooled off a little bit, but he's still getting the bulk. I think Trent got one start in Colorado. He didn't he struck out three times, but he did make what was a very important play in center field, dive in to take away extra bases.
He's got to stay ready. He's got to stay ready. No. I know that's really, really hard for him to be doing right now, but you never know when his number is going to get called again.
You're exactly right. I mean, how again, I my favorite one to point to is Scott Brosius for the Yankees in 1998. I think he hit like 230 that year as over the course of the season, but he won an MVP in the World Series. So
yeah, he did.
You got to stay ready. You got to be ready to help your ball club out somehow, and I'm sure Trent will do such. The lineups are in, and as I expected, full boat for the Dodgers. They don't seem to be resting anybody, at least in this game.
Bellinger's going to sit out the lefty against the lefty, but that's it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and Trace Thompson has been better, quite frankly. And so he's in there playing center field tonight for the Padres with the lefty on the other side. Ha-Seong Kim leading off, Soto, Machado, Drury. Myers gets to start in left today.
Will Myers went crazy at Coors Field again?
Yeah. Did Will go crazy? Oh, he did.
He did hit a homer.
Couple knocks.
He hit a home run.
A couple knocks.
Okay.
Had the homer.
Yeah.
Looks like Profar gets the day off today while Will plays left. Bell is the designated hitter. Cronenworth in the seventh spot tonight with the lefty on the mound. That's a little different. Austin Nola behind the dish and Sugar Azokar.
Our guy Azokar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be in the ninth spot. So.
I guarantee you, when we interviewed Azokar about a month and a half ago, most of the people listening went, "Why are you interviewing this guy? Who's he? Like the 25th guy in the roster." Well, now he's a pretty important part of this roster.
It's
amazing,
right?
How things can change right in the middle of the season.
It's another area that I think Bob is really good at managing, is making sure his guys who aren't everyday guys get enough ABs to stay engaged, to stay in rhythm, quite frankly.
Yeah.
The Nola Alfaro kind of tandem has worked really well this year. Seems like Alfaro carried the load earlier offensively, and Nola's been better second half offensively. They both have done a good job managing the pitchers. And, you know, enough can't be said about Brandon Drury, too, in his addition. He didn't get a press conference. He probably deserved one. The way he's played
since he'll get one at the end of the season when he helps wrap up the pennant or the playoff berth.
Maybe so. That would be fitting. 3 o'clock hour on the way. Daily Gambit, Chris Ello, Matt Scravey, myself back together again. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.